where I'm reacting to something that's really just my interpretation and not really the facts of the situation at all. And so that was the point of my whole story, was to realize that I have received love and am receiving love that I didn't see. And that's all I'm saying, is that same thing is true for you and me right now. You are surrounded by love that you don't see because of your interpretations of everything around you. It's your interpretation that you're seeing and not what's really there.
God, help.
That's the course,
isn't it?
That's the course. It's teaching us the difference between right interpretation and wrong interpretation. It's teaching us the difference between the interpretations you can have that's going to bring you peace and the interpretations that you have that's going to bring you fear. So that's all the course is doing. It's trying to teach us how to tell the difference between the two. That's why they say stuff like, love is a fact. What can change was never love. That if it's love, the person wouldn't want to use you for some purpose that they wouldn't share with others. And if it's love, a person wouldn't be using you to hide the way they feel about themselves from themselves, and they wouldn't be using you to make them happy and make them feel whole and complete. They would know that's not your responsibility. It's teaching me the difference between, love isn't going to put a guilt trip on me. Love is not going to attack me. Love is not, see what I'm saying? It's like this, let me show you the difference between love and fear. So there are no triumphs of love. Only hate is at all concerned with the triumph of love. The illusion of love can triumph over the illusion of hate, but always at the price of making love and hate illusions. As long as the illusion of hatred lasts, so long will love be an illusion to you. That's another powerful sentence. Let me say it again. As long as I believe I can hate, it also means I also don't know how to love. That's deep. As long as I can hate you, I also don't know what love is. Because guess what? If I knew what love was, I couldn't hate you.
So that means
my idea of love is an illusion. If I can hate you, the idea that I love you must be unreal. Or I couldn't hate you. See, I'm telling you, is it hardcore or not? Is it hardcore? Are we hardcore? But my brother, that's exactly how I experienced the course. It's right back to that thing about interpretation. When I hear the course, all I feel is somebody's finally telling me the truth how it really is. And I can finally feel released. So whenever I read it, it's like, I feel so freed. But I also know at the very beginning, when a person hears it, and they're still primarily coming out of their separated mind and the old thought system, then it can make them feel afraid or resistance, or it can make them feel guilt. Because they recognize that they're doing that, that they might be actually doing exactly the illusion that it's saying. Like, in other words, I'm hearing that if you can hate them or you can love them, it's not really love. I just had a big fight with my kid before I came here. So are you saying that the love that I have for my child is an illusion? Yeah, the love you have for your child is an illusion. So you couldn't hate your child. That's what you need to know. Now, that's the love that your ego has for your child. The love you have for your child is real. And that love needs to be gotten in touch with. And you can get in touch with that love by recognizing when you're giving the illusion of love. So you get to the real love when you get out of denial about the illusion of the love that you're giving now and that you're receiving now. Then you can get to the real deal. The average truth student, bless their hearts, they don't want to get out of denial about their ego because they think they are their ego. So let me get something straight with you all. You I only love, and you only love. You just learned.
Yeah.
You have just learned some insane lessons. Well.
Yep.
I'll say that again. You are perfectly capable of giving and receiving the realest love that's ever been given. You have been brought up in a thought system that taught you an illusion of love. And that's any love that would attack you, any love that you could lose permanently, any love that's making you feel guilty. You need to take a stand and say, this is not real love, because someone or something that loves me would never consciously hurt me. Period. No compromise, no compromise, no compromise. Now, does that mean I necessarily leave? That's between you and the Holy Spirit, how you decide to deal with it on a personal level. But you're on your way to real love the once you recognize that ain't what you're receiving, and it is what you deserve, is love. That's where it all starts. I might not be receiving it, but I sure deserve it, okay? Yeah, that's the truth. The healing starts with, I have reached my limit. I cannot take this anymore. So it says that, and as long as the illusion of hatred lasts, so long will love be an illusion to you. And then the only choice remaining possible is, which illusion do you prefer? That's what the average person is choosing. Do I want the illusion that you love me? Or do I want the illusion that we don't get along together? Because it's an illusion that you love me if you hate me, if you attack me, if you're constantly trying to make me feel guilty, and you are manipulating me, and you're not communicating with me, and you're not seeing the Christ and the love in me, and you're not wanting the best for me as well as you, then that is the illusion of love. You mean you love me only if this or that. There is no conflict in the choice between truth and illusion. Seen in these terms, he says nobody would hesitate. If I really saw the difference clearly, I wouldn't hesitate to go for the love, would you?
No.
I mean, if you really saw clearly that one situation a person was offering you freedom and the other situation was offering you attack and you could see it clearly, would you need anybody's advice about which one to choose if you saw it clearly? Okay, well, if that's true, could it be possible then that the reason why you're in situations that don't bring you peace is because you honestly didn't know at a conscious level that you were choosing it, and so therefore you were innocent?
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. But now you're getting ready to know the difference between the two so that you can see love and recognize it and move toward it, and then you can see fear and conflict and drama down the road and avoid it. The Course in Miracles definition of vision is this: seeing the consequences of your actions before you take them. See, vision is me seeing how it's going to turn out before I even do it. That's now you really see what's going on. And he says there's no problem that vision can't solve. There's nothing you can go through that if you could see clearly that it wouldn't solve that situation. Do you know, if you think you have a financial problem,